What's up and welcome back to episode 32 of Pro Pels Talk. It's a happy one today. Pelicans take down the Grizzlies 109-99. Zion Williamson finally closes out a basketball game, gets 25 minutes, was super, super aggressive tonight. Didn't think he was that efficient from the field, but who gives a shit? Finishes with 23 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists. That's been my beef the whole time. I'll be the first to say Zion Williamson didn't look good last night. It's clear he's not in shape. You know, it's very clear he's not in shape, but my God, he is a difference maker. When he is on the court, everybody's eyes are on Zion Williamson. And you know who that frees up? Brandon Ingram and Drew Holiday, your two other best scorers. And that's what you saw down the stretch, what happened with Brandon Ingram last night. He just takes off. I mean, he was Ingram and Zion down the stretch were unbelievable. And that's all I was saying with Utah. I get the plan. I get protecting your assets. I get, you know, he has to have a revamp schedule. But he can play 25 minutes. I mean, getting 15 minutes the other night was absolutely ridiculous. I'm fine with him getting 25 minutes, closing out games, and trying to win basketball games. And that's what the Pelicans did last night. Also, it makes life a lot easier on Alvin Gentry. He can open up a lot more things. In the second half, they made a great adjustment. Valiant Junius kept sagging off Zion Williamson, right? Zion would have it at the wing, and Valiant Junius would be all the way at the junction. And they started running shooters off of Zion Williamson, off of, you know, pass and follows, off of handoffs, so that when Zion would go ball screen, for instance, for J.J. Redick, he'd be wide open for three. And I thought they made a great adjustment last night, because I don't think you'll be able to sag off Zion Williamson because you have so many good shooters on this Pelican squad. So that was really good adjustment there late in the second half. The third quarter woes are still a thing. I don't get it. The Pelicans put up 21 points in the third after a beautiful first half of attacking the rim, getting the free throw line, taking good in-rhythm shots. They just completely just shut it down there in the third. I don't know what that was. It is a problem this team has. They get off to fast starts, and then the third quarter, they just absolutely just go the opposite way. And I don't know what it is. Drew Holiday's taking bad shots. Ingram's taking bad shots. They're not attacking the rim. And that was a big component last night. The Pelicans got to the line 39 times last night. That is winning basketball. They went 24-39, but my God, they shoot 39 free throws. The Grizzlies shoot 15. That's the game right there. You're getting 24 more free throws than the other opponent. And then also, the amount of three-pointers taken last night was only 29. They had 12 in the first half. So clearly, Gentry made it a point to attack this team, attack the rim, get to the free throw line. And I thought they executed, besides the third quarter, they executed absolutely beautifully. Beautiful in the first, second, and fourth quarters. And finally, you see Zion Williamson close out a game. When he's on the court, he makes everybody better. And that's what I was saying with the Jazz game. You know, if we're going to be in this bubble, I expect to win. Or I expect at least we put our best foot forward, and that's what we did tonight. Even if we would have lost that game, I would have been okay, because we put our best foot forward with Zion Williamson closing out. And you can tell he just makes such a difference. He makes Brandon Ingram's life so much easier. And that's why you see Brandon Ingram just take off there in the fourth quarter, as he's our closer. So, I mean, listen, I get Griffin's, you know, he wants to protect his, you know, Zion Williamson, his first overall pick, things like that. I get it. But the kid's got to play sooner or later. Finally gets 25 minutes tonight. Pelicans win. And that was winning basketball. Also, winning basketball, I'll tell you three names that are winning basketball: Drew Holiday, J.J. Redick, and Josh Hart. Drew Holiday tonight, his job was to shut down John Morant, and he did. That was his job. He didn't really care what he was going to do offensively tonight. Defensively, locked up John Morant. He goes 5 of 21, 21 from the field, 1 of 10 from deep. You could tell the game plan right off the bat was go under all ball screens from John Morant and make him shoot, and that's what they did. He was a game-worst negative 12 in the plus-minus tonight. I mean, they absolutely and utterly shut down John Morant, and that's what I expect Drew Holiday to do, and he did his job. You know, Drew Holiday also goes 6 of 12 from the field, 1 of 3 from deep. I just wish they – I think his job tonight was to shut down John, and he did do his job very well. I just wish he attacked more. He's too athletic and too strong to only get to the free throw line three times. He goes 2 of 3 from the free throw line, but he was fantastic tonight. I have nothing, no problem with Drew Holiday. And I thought Josh Hart, I'll tell you what, when Josh Hart comes in the game, he's He's balls to the wall, man. He's my type of player. That guy is a bulldog, as my boy Charles Carmouche would say. That man is a bulldog. Shout out, Carmouche. He just comes in. He loves the game. He does his job. Plays 25 minutes, goes 5 of 6 from the field, 2 of 3 from deep, 7 rebounds, 15 points. He gets it. The guy does his job. J.J. Redick, another pro, does his job. 29 minutes, 5 of 11 from the field, 16 points. He had some big minutes there in the fourth quarter. Josh Hart and J.J. Redick both hit some really big shots. Josh Hart hit a big three-pointer late in that third when the Pelicans couldn't get a bucket. Hits a huge three-pointer in the corner to extend our lead from 2-5. And then J.J. Redick in the fourth last night was fantastic. Coming off handoffs on Zion Williamson, he was just great. It was legitimately an overall team win. And I expected them to come out and win. You know, Memphis is on a back-to-back. You got to have more energy. Your back's against the walls. You're 0-2 in this bubble. You only got 6 games left. The Pelicans did their job, and they get their props. Now, it's time to move on to Sacramento. Memphis, on the other hand, is in a shit ton of trouble. You can tell they're pressing. Their schedule going forward here, and this is what we talked about, you know, before the bubble even started. Memphis is going to struggle. Memphis now, you know, they're 0-3, losing to Portland, San Antonio, New Orleans, has Utah, OKC, Toronto, Boston, and Milwaukee to finish it out. That's scary. I don't see a win in those next 5 games. So, you know, this is going to be a crazy next week and a half here with games. And the Pelicans have a golden opportunity. I understand. I expected to lose the Clippers game too. But game one, when you have a chance to beat Utah and really, you know, split those two games between Utah and LA and the Clippers, I thought that was a big momentum swing. And I think we should be 2-1 instead of 1-2, but you can't change the past, so let's move forward. On to the Kings. You know, the Spurs had a big loss last night against the Sixers. And, you know, I feel like you're a little off track, but you got to, right? Pelicans have an easier schedule than both the Spurs and the Blazers. Blazers have a big one tonight against the Rockets. But I think the biggest talking point of the night was Zion Williamson closing the group, you know, being in that closing group. And he just makes everyone's life, you know, that easy. You know, he goes on a 5-0 run by himself late in the fourth, and then Brandon Ingram goes on a 7-0 run by himself in the fourth. And that's the game. These two in the final 4 minutes are almost impossible to stop. And especially if you get them in the PNR two-man game with Zion and Brandon Ingram, and then you surround them with shooters, they really, really become a challenge to stop late in the fourth quarter. And that's what you saw. You saw Zion Williamson being aggressive, getting to the rack, easy layups, getting fouled, same with Brandon Ingram. Ingram hitting threes, attacking, hitting fadeaway jumpers from the corner. He was fantastic. He's our closer. You can tell Brandon Ingram has absolutely blossomed into a star. And it's comical that people bash on Brandon Ingram on Twitter, which is amazing. I don't know how. They probably don't really watch the games. But he is a damn problem. You can't stop 6'8". And how lanky he is on 15-foot jumpers. And then if he's going to hit a 3-ball in your eye, it's over. He can get to the rack. He can get to his spots 15 feet in, hit a jumper, and then he can hit 3-balls. Him and Zion for the next 5 years is trouble for the NBA. Just imagine when Zion gets in shape. Jesus. Zion's not even in shape. Do y'all realize that? Zion's not even in shape, and he's still putting up 23 points a game. I'll tell you what. You play to win the game, this team becomes very, very scary. And I think moving forward, you're going to start. And this is another thing that I think is missing, and I think Melly's been struggling a little bit, is not having that Zion Melly lineup. I think Melly's only getting 3 or 4 shots a game. These two together, Melly and Zion, when you put spacers out there, I'm really looking forward to see that in the next 4 to 5 games here to see if they start using the Zion Melly lineup more. Because I think that's a lethal lineup. It's hard to stop Zion, Melly, and then 3 other shooters on the court. You know, you get Zion in the lane and then 4 shooters surrounding him. That becomes a problem as well. Wrapping it up, Pelicans get the Kings on Thursday and then Washington on Friday. It is their only back-to-back, but at least it's against the Kings and the Wizards. So they go Sacramento, Washington, Spurs on Sunday, then Sacramento again, then finish it out with Orlando. These next 5 games are enormous. Portland plays Houston tonight. We need Houston to win that one. Spurs drop one. Grizzlies are struggling. It's going to be a wild finish. Strap in. It's going to be awesome. Once again, thanks for tuning in. You can follow us at Propels Talk on Instagram or Twitter. Leave a review on Apple Podcasts. It'd really mean a lot to me. I hope you all have a great, great week. Big, big time win. Uncle Mo, Uncle Momentum, I call it Uncle Mo, is on our side. Shout out Blake Pinapinto for Uncle Mo. Y'all have a great week. I'll see y'all on Thursday.